All right, let's do a few patients. Carolyn, C-A-R-O-L-Y-N, Horton, 10/18/49. Today, 6/26/24. And if you're born in 49, this is a 75-year-old woman originally from Greenville, G-R-E-E-N-V-I-L-L-E, North Texas. She's been married 49 years. They have 4 children. She used to be a factory worker and a caretaker most of her life. She suffers from congestive heart failure, gout, hypertension, diabetes. Patient's heart failure is of mixed type. She belongs to the New York Heart Association class 4 as far as her heart failure is concerned, atrial fibrillation and renal insufficiency, period. New paragraph. For the past month or two, her husband has been complaining that she's getting a lot more tired. She's not able to get around. She's sitting down a lot. She gets short of breath with any type of activity. They're in need of provider services. They have no provider services. They're also... she also would like to not go back and forth to the doctor and would like to be cared at home till she passes away. Social, never been a smoker, never been a drinker, as I mentioned. Surgery, hysterectomy, allergy, none. COVID, flu immunization is up to date. Family history, mom, daughter, myocardial infarction, dad had a stroke, and aneurysm. Medication, oxybutynin, 10 milligram, XL once a day, Norvasc, 5 milligram once a day. Hydralazine, 50 milligram, half a tablet every 8 hours. Lasix, 40 milligram a day. Allopurinol, 100 milligram a day. Coumadin, 5 milligram, 3 days a week. 7.5, 4 days a week. And sodium bicarbonate because of acidosis secondary to her renal insufficiency, period. Review of systems, she's not sleeping well. She gets up in the middle of the night with orthopnea, PND. She has shortness of breath with activity, shortness of breath with rest, now shortness of breath with speaking. As her husband says, anything around the house. The house is very cluttered. There are boxes and things everywhere that she's not been able to take care of, her husband states. Patient on exam has a blood pressure 160 over 90, pulse is 110, O2 stats 94%. She's a febrile. Heart positive, stone positive, two with ectopics, lungs, ronchi, aroused in both bases, abdomen soft, cannot rule out ascites, neck shows positive JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity has a 2+ edema. Assessment, 79-year-old woman in mixed, or 75-year-old woman in mixed systolic, diastolic, in parenthesis, congestive heart failure, worsening symptoms. Blood pressure partially controlled. She would require more Lasix because of her shortness of breath. I think she definitely has decompensation as far as her congestive heart failure is concerned. Her O2 sat stable, but it drops with any kind of activity. She gets short of breath just walking from the recliner to the couch, her husband tells me. She also suffers from renal insufficiency, which is contributing to her renal insufficiency and her tiredness. She has also decreased mentation, her husband states, because of her atrial fibrillation and lack of cardiac output of 5 to 10%. Period. New paragraph, she wishes to be cared at home. She does not want to go back and forth to the hospital. She missed the criteria for end-stage congestive heart failure, given her findings along with other morbidities and mortalities, including renal insufficiency, atrial fibrillation, diabetes. Her diabetes is controlled now, by the way, because she's no longer needing any medication since her kidney failure. She has not required any medication. Also has hypertension out of control and gouty arthritis with New York Heart Association class 4. Period. The overall prognosis remains quite poor for Carolyn at this time. Thank you.